We're here with legendary Steelers head coach and CBS analyst Bill Cowher. We saw you just talking with some of the defensive guys. Yeah. Story coming up this Sunday. What do you think the key is to slowing down Brady when he's getting rid of the ball so fast?
Well, I think the guys that I talked about, I think, you know, obviously it's, they have to play their defense. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is not giving up the big plays. And, you know, you got the number one defense in the National Football League going against probably the best quarterback in the National Football League. It's a great challenge for them. And I think I'm sensing they're kind of embracing that element of it.
We heard the defensive coordinator Wade Phillips this week say that the Patriots are probably the only team in the league that can throw it 50 times and still win. What makes them so good at executing?
Well, I think the quarterback. I mean, obviously, they have a lot of weapons, and they basically use the passing game as an extension of their running game. So, you know, I think with Tom Brady, he makes very good decisions. They don't turn the football over, and I think the trust that they have in him in doing that is why that you know, they throw the ball so much.
Of course, this is being billed as Manning versus Brady, Part 17. Where do you think this rivalry is going to go down in terms of the NFL history?
Well, it's legendary. I mean, the legacies of both of these players are so special, and I think the fact that they've been able to meet so many times and, you know, and then again in so many important games. And so, you know, I think both these guys are top five quarterbacks of all time, arguably maybe 1-2, you could say. But, you know, I think the thing about both these guys is they're tremendous leaders, great ambassadors of the game. And they've played at such a high level for such a long time. And the opportunity to see them both on the field at the same time this late in their careers is a must-see.
A lot of people critique Manning's arm strength at this point in his career, but can his mind be just as valuable, if not more, at this point?
Without a doubt. I think that, you know, Peyton's never been one to have the strong arm, but the one thing about Peyton Manning is if you have a weakness, he'll find it. And he's got good players around him right now. So, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, where he's at right now, he's doing more this more cerebrally than anything else. And, again, you know, he's thrown the ball well enough. There was a few drops last week. They catch the ball, and, you know, and so he's kind of back-to-back games. So I expect him, as they've talked about, he's had a good week of work here. So this should be a great matchup.
Last one from me. Your Steelers team came in here and won an AFC championship game. What are the challenges of playing a mile high with this crowd, and what do you think the Patriots are going to be up against?
Well, the crowd is always – it's very loud. I mean, these are great fans out here, and you talk a couple of that, and I know the altitude is still a factor. You know, we were fortunate, and I think it's fortunate to get into a situation where you got a good first half lead, and then we kind of were able to ride it out when we came here 10 years ago. So you get this game close in the fourth quarter, there's a lot to be said for, you know, being here for the altitude. So, the crowds, it's loud. People deal with noise all the time, but you know, you're one game away from the Super Bowl. This is a very, very special game, and like I said before, we may be looking at the last of Peyton Manning. I expect it to be very electric at the stadium on Sunday.
Okay, thank you very much, Coach. I appreciate it.